The last day of the year is, for some people, the last day on the job. And that's true of my guest this time. Mike Ostrowski has, for more than 27 years, served as president of Child and Family Services of New Hampshire. It's an organization that serves some 15,000 children and families in New Hampshire each year. He's stepping down from that role today, but before he does, we have him here in the studio to share some of what he's learned on the job. Mike, welcome. And to start, how have New Hampshire's children fared on the whole?
New Hampshire's children generally do well. We've been making some very good progress in things like child abuse and neglect, mental health, dealing with disabilities like autism, like intellectual difficulties. But there are pockets of significant poverty. In Manchester, we have more kids in poverty on a percentage basis than you do in Harlem or Los Angeles or other places that you generally think of as big urban pockets of poverty.
And how has that response and the resources available changed and evolved as we've noticed where the pockets are and we understand better who needs services and where they are?
We were making good progress. You know, we closed Laconia State School, set up a network of community-based care for the disabled, set up a series of mental health clinics throughout the state. In the late 60s, early 70s, when we had a political turnaround about 5 years ago, there was a major retrenchment from our commitment to serving some of these populations within our state. And it also coincided with the most severe economic downturn since the Great Depression. So those things coming together has really brought our ability to respond to some of the needs of our citizens down to a very basic level.
Is the converse true, that as the economy starts to improve, that you will see some of these issues persisting less?
Well, you know, I certainly hope so, Brady. As the economy stabilizes, people get back to work, that stabilizes families and people, period. Well, I think we'll also see some renewed commitment to the mentally ill, the developmentally disabled, abused and neglected kids, delinquent kids. In fact, we're beginning to see that already. The governor committed some dollars to increase services to the mentally ill. The Children in Need of Services turned around this past legislative season. We're working hard on bringing 17-year-olds back into the juvenile justice system, out of the adult system, and our hope is that this year we'll make some progress with that.
Are there concerns that are different from the ones that you saw when you first got into this field several decades ago? I mean, the one high-profile example might be the concern about school safety.
Yeah, the recent school violence, starting with Columbine and it seems moving around the country, is just hard to get your head around, those kinds of tragedies. My 41 years in this career, yes, things have changed. A lot of it's contextual. So in 1986, when I came to New Hampshire, we had bullying, but we didn't have internet bullying. Some of the issues are very similar. They take on the new context. I'm not one to look at the good old days. I mean, I think that as a community, we've made a lot of progress. I think that technology has enabled a lot of progress, and that youngsters, when they're doing well, are smarter and more in touch and more capable than probably I was at their age.
Well, thanks for spending a little bit of time with us today.
Thanks, Brady.